There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. You know, disappointed to a point. I'll tell you why in a second. This is the Doug Stafford Good Day program. Things you say, it's our way of bringing you a good
speaking day. Isn't part of your contract, sir.
Really? I negotiated my own contract with myself, though, because... Oh. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. You're Jennifer Horn. You got your contract. Ken Kessler is here. He's got his contract. McFadden's lurking about some place. I'm disappointed that we paid so much attention to Mr. Rausch. Is that how we pronounce his name?
Ralph.
Rausch.
Ralph.
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 Anyway, where's George Zimmerman when we need him? George is finally...
He doesn't disappear for long, so...
Well, the feds... have decided not to charge him in the Trayvon Martin case. How many years have we been banging this around? This must be 3 years old by now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How long is this? Yeah, it's at least three
probably
years.
Probably 3 years, yep.
Maybe longer than that. Seems like only yesterday when we all were talking about the hoodie and the black and the white and Zimmerman and what he was doing and what he thought. Oh, his wife and yay. And now, come to find out after all of that, how much money? I want to know how much of your tax dollar was spent by the Department of Justice trying to figure out whether to prosecute George Zimmerman for a hate crime. How much time, effort, energy, understanding went into... Well, yeah, this is the same thing with Ferguson. There are reasons sometimes, and sometimes there are good reasons, for the feds to get in a circumstance like Ferguson, even though... This group of characters is not necessarily the most objective group that ever went through Washington. But the fact that Ferguson was such a mess and the fact they weren't willing to face up to it, I think the feds coming in there was appropriate. Kenny, yes, no?
Yeah, I think so. I think they had to.
Yeah.
It became such a big thing.
Right. Did they need to investigate George Zimmerman? Probably not.
But I think that we need to trust the states to run their own departments. But what I will tell you is that I get really tired of people on the federal level. I hate saying the term the administration.
You dislike it.
I don't like saying the administration, but people on the federal level jumping in with commentary, and in this case, the president talking about Trayvon Martin looking like his own son, which does nothing but stir the pot when really there was no way to convict this guy. I mean, these people all made the right choices. Was what he did wrong? Yeah, what he did was wrong. He killed someone. He took someone's life. But the way it went down, it was a self-defense thing. And so to have the federal government in and making so much noise about stirring people up, and then 3 years later they come back and say, yeah, but we can't really do anything about it.
Was that your take? You think that Zimmerman was acting in self-defense?
I think they got it right. I don't know what the public thinks. I'm just talking about the evidence presented in that case. Yeah. The only thing, in my opinion, that the jury could have done is that, yeah, it was self-defense. In all the evidence presented, in all the stuff that we saw when it was being covered, 20 ways from Sunday, it was a self-defense thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think George Zimmerman's a good guy? No. Do I think that he's stupid for continually getting into trouble? Yes. Am I ever going to stand up for this guy? Never. But when you have evidence in a case, you realize these two were struggling. They were in a fight. This is what happened.
George Zimmerman's hero was Paul Blart.
Mall Cop.
Right.
They're making a new one, by the way.
There's a new one. Looks to me like, what's the guy's name who... starred
Kevin James.
He looks awfully heavy to me.
He's always chunky.
Much heavier now. Anyway, the point, how did we get, well, Zimmerman and Paul Blart resemble each other in a number of ways, although Zimmerman's not funny. We spent so much time talking about that because we're so hooked on the black-white thing and race relations.
Well, that's, I think, what I'm getting at is like that's exactly what it is, is that this did nothing to help race relations when the federal government jumps in, when the president jumps in. This just stirs the pot. It adds, you know, adds more gas to the fire, and then come to find out they can't even do anything about it. You know what I mean? Like, you go out and you get all upset, and then we find out in a little tiny news story 3 years later, but we can't do anything about it.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jen or Ken or Rich at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. In a moment, why you should visit the Waffle House. In the meantime, you can't get BuzzBox coffee at a Waffle House, which is kind of a shame. It would do well at Waffle House.
Can you imagine that pairing? You would never leave.
BuzzBox and Waffle. I do like the Waffle House. Everybody laughs.
I know, because I've never
been
to one.
With people that I care about. I will never forget the look on Meredith's face when we stopped at the Waffle House. She'd never been in a Waffle House before in her life. And I don't necessarily frequent them, but there's something about the Waffle House.
Frequent them on every road trip.
Every time I go across the country, I do. I stop once at a Waffle House, get a waffle, and maybe some of those really, really greasy home fries or whatever they call
them. And you love sausage. Don't
yeah,
pretend.
Right. Yeah, no, I won't. I don't pretend. I admit to it, but I won't pretend.
Hug the sausage. Embrace it. It's okay. It's part of you.
So anyway, the Waffle House story I'll tell in a second. The BuzzBox story is what I want to tell right now. Free coffee for you to understand the difference between BuzzBox coffee and every other kind of coffee that's out there. Jennifer will attest, open up the mailbox, get the smell, the woof that comes at you with that first pound of BuzzBox coffee. And you can get it, by the way, ground up, or you can grind it yourself. 866-456-7805. Sign up now for your free BuzzBox coffee. You will find the difference. You'll find why we're talking about it. It's a great program, and the Arabica coffee is second to none. Plus the fact, once you get into the program and you keep referring people to it, telling them how great it is, you'll sooner or later not have to pay for any of your coffee, because they always want to help you with a $20 bonus when you've sent somebody else to them. So you may get free coffee for the rest of your life. You've got a lot of friends and they like coffee. Get them onto it. BuzzBox Coffee. Free first pound is at 866-456-7805.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need, and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strike. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh. I felt like canceling, but then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jen and Kenny, Richie, the thought for the day today comes from Warren Buffett, who said something. He says lots of things. This is really right on. Someone's sitting in the shade today because somebody else planted a tree a long time ago.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. Isn't that good? Somebody is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree there a long time ago. Good for you, Warren. Smart guy. So, Waffle House. How many of you have stopped and enjoyed a Waffle House? Raise your hands.
I have never been.
Never been to a Waffle House.
Never
well, they don't have them
never been.
In California.
Wow.
They're more south, mid-south. You start picking them up when you're a little south of Washington, and you can trail them all the way around. On the trips that I take, I usually try, at the time I drive to California, I'm going the southern route because I want to avoid, obviously, the problems that the northern route or even the central route would present. But if you're in any place south of the Mason-Dixon line, pretty much all the way through Texas, I think it stops mm-hmm. when you get to sort of central Texas. But there are thousands of them. It's a family-owned company. It's like U-Haul. The family still owns it. And they are they're apparently pretty smart. I don't know if this is smart or not. I'm trying to envision myself. Kenny and I talked this through so that I could understand the concept, because at first I didn't really understand the whole premise of Waffle House competing with FedEx and UPS and the post office. But this is how this is going to work. people get married at Waffle Houses.
Yeah. Wait, you know why I wasn't allowed to go to Waffle House?
Why?
Because my mom found a roach in her butter there once.
No, they're not the cleanest place.
And so I was, just as a kid, when we would do cross-country trips, she'd never let us
know. No, they're not. It's not the cleanest place.
But I bet it's delicious. I should go as an adult.
The waffles are great. Anyway, they want to compete. So the question is, how are they going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to imitate Uber, in a sense. They're going to ply you if you stop at Waffle House, or maybe they're going to get more customers out of it. They're working with a company called Roadie Inc. They'll launch a new delivery service with Waffle House restaurants serving as a drop-off and pickup point. So basically, this is how this works. You'll use Roadie's app to find drivers that are heading toward whatever your package of destination. So let's say you're in Asheville, North Carolina. You stop at the Waffle House with a package that needs to get to somebody in Benson, Missouri.
Okay.
And there's a truck that's hauling freight across the country, and they're going to get there. So they'll come by the Waffle House, have their breakfast, pick up the package, and drive on. To me, as I think it through, it's almost genius.
Yeah, because there are so many of them, yeah.
Yeah. It just is. It's genius, frankly. Anyway, the drivers get a free waffle when they download the app and a free drink when they make the delivery. So our poll today at DougSteffen.com, how do you usually send packages? A, USPS, B, UPS, C, FedEx, D, other. Amazon probably would be in there. They're sending packages now, aren't they, Amazon, other than their own? Aren't they delivering? They have their own trucks.
I don't think they do other ones.
I thought they did in a couple
of
places. No. I'm thinking about trying the Waffle House method. Anyway, if you're interested, this is a cool poll, and it's a cool idea, actually. These people are characters, obviously, and smart business people. So the poll today at DougSteffen.com. Yesterday's poll, how many days of work have you missed because of the weather this winter? 35% of you said you hadn't missed any days. Good for you. 22% said one or two. 16% said more than 2 weeks. 11% said between 1 week and 10 days. 9% of you said between 10 days and 2 weeks. 8% said between a few days and a week. Results of the poll, which lots of people take, thousands of people in there every day at DougStephan.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Led Zeppelin celebrating this week. Led Zeppelin fans also celebrating this week. Re-release of Physical Graffiti.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face. Stars fill my dreams. I am a traveler of both time and space. To be where I have been.
Why did they... What's the signal here?
The signal of what? The album?
Why would they re-release this album at this time?
40th anniversary. It was released February 24th, 1975.
Really? And they've been reissuing all their stuff over the past year with demos and extra tracks.
And how has it been sales-wise? Has it been successful?
Zeppelin stuff always does fantastic. Yeah. And you know one thing I heard yesterday? That surprised me is that I was listening to a Led Zeppelin countdown on Slacker because of the release. They're having a special on it. And the Rolling Stones proclaimed themselves the greatest band in rock and roll in the 1960s, but Zeppelin outsold them like 4-1 during the... Zeppelin was around from 69 to 1980, and they outsold them 4-1 during all of the 70s. And I never knew that. I always thought Rolling Stones were just the hugest band besides the Beatles, but no, Zeppelin blew them away.
All right, so you guys both running out to get this?
I have the original. I will see what's on it. Here's the thing. The Zeppelin box set, I had to buy just to get one song.
All right.
So when that came out, I had to spend $80 just to get Traveling Riverside Blues.
Mm.
So if there's something like that on this, I will likely do it again.
All right, so that's the story for Led Zeppelin fans. Meanwhile, let's focus on the Uptown Funk music that's featured in our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Thanks to through singer-songwriter Alex Boy of England, producing a cover of this hit song, Uptown Funk. But the unusual news here, notes, cast of seniors, instead of calling it old Uptown Funk, they call it Old Town cover. Alex Boy wrote all of the people in the video. Wrote that they were between 65 and 92. They did their own dancing, their stunts. He also said that they've raised 500 children, 1,200 grandchildren, 250 great-grandchildren. This is so cool. You got to see it. But the music is fun from it.
It's one of the big trending things in the past month or so, this Uptown Funk thing, just because it's such a fun dance video that Bruno Mars did with it. Everybody tries to recreate it to their own thing. We've seen high schools do it. We've seen companies do it. Athletes do it. Now you got seniors.
So check out the video of the day. Good music and lots of fun at DougStephan.com. Last item of business here musically is more news on Lady Gaga's career. This lady has figured out how to do it, man. She's now going to star as a regular player in the TV show American Horror Story. She announced on Twitter yesterday, she'll appear in this American Horror Story on FX. The Hollywood Reporter says she will star in a chapter of the anthology series called Hotel. Make your reservation now, she tweeted. Aside from cameos in movies like Machete Kills, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, and Muppets Most Wanted, this represents her first recurring role. And the time when she will not be herself. First time she's not been herself on TV. So is this attractive for people? I suppose if you're Gaga fans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's become a big star. The other thing was that yesterday, apparently, Glenn Beck gave her a raving review of her performance on the Oscars.
Oh, yeah?
And she tweeted a link to his audio of him talking about her and saying, a very humbling review, thank you.
Funny.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extendivite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're limited close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9. Mix is different. Recline and die.
Here we go. 33 at the hour now at the Doug Steffen portal, which includes the faces and minds of Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler. That is, you can see their pictures at DougSteffen.com. You can listen to them, though, right here. And now, I think Pierre has the latest from Paris on the drone. I don't know if it's a controversy, the fact that there are drones everywhere. This had to happen. This is like a bad movie. With all of these drones everywhere, and what are they capable of doing?
I am waiting for them to deliver me a fine glass of wine.
A fine, I mean,
that would be nice.
A fin glass of wine?
You can fly like over the American embassy, pick up a glass of your Napa Valley wine, and bring it to me.
I like this drone wine delivery, Pierre. You're a genius.
I will spit it out because, of course, all American wines are terrible.
Really?
Terrible.
Really?
I spit on your wines.
A little too fruity for Pierre.
Yeah, right. How about the drones themselves, though? What are the drones doing? Does anybody have any idea where they're coming from?
I am in control of the drones.
You're in control of them.
Really? I am flying them over the American embassy, over the Eiffel Tower, and I am going to set up. It's all a stunt.
You're starting to lose it, Pierre. Regroup.
More wine.
More wine. Red wine.
Nearly everything.
All right, so this fellow Waring, according to the story we have at DougStephan.com today, joked about sending snow to his friends and family, and then he thought, wait a minute, this makes good sense. So he launched ShipSnowYo.com. You want to check out that site?
I've heard you say ShipSnow a lot.
ShipSnowYo.com. I might have another, instead of a P, I might have a T in there. ShipSnowYo.com. Snow is being sent to you as a service. Shipping snow to friends and family in warmer climates. When you send pictures of the snow, how many people say, too bad. I don't have. We could use it. How many times have we said that? All of us who are here in California, Jennifer, Kenny, me.
We could use it.
We need rain. We need water. We need precipitation.
Severe drought.
So instead of sending water bottles, this guy has, he's sent 112 shipments so far. Apparently, it's in bottles, though. Is that how he's sending it?
That's how he started.
Yeah, he started with the bottles, but obviously by the time they got to where they were going, it was just water. So then he was calling it Boston, historic Boston snow, or whatever it was, the water. Now he's actually shipping them like they do Omaha steaks. Like, he's putting together the pounds of snow. He wraps them in tin foil. He puts them into a cooler, and then he overnights them to you so that you can actually get, for he says, 10 to 15 snowballs out of them.
$9. He sends it to you for $89.
You should do this, Dougie.
Man, can you imagine what I could do on my farm?
Yeah. This is, I mean, you know, hey, when life gives you lemons, you know.
Right.
Salt snow.
Lemonade. Snow, yo. Right. Stupid Americans.
I just think, I mean, it's a lot of money, $89.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
Good business. Good for him. Speaking of business, J.P. Morgan Chase making their case why the bank should remain whole even as it continues to pare down. Going to close 300 bank branches. The bank is too big, and they're just realizing it. It used to be that bigger was better as far as banks were concerned, but now they have too many branches. There's too much competition, and they want to, in addition to getting rid of some of the big branches, they want to shed some of their large deposits and depositors, because the feds say if you have too much money from one source, they will fine you. Did you know that? The feds now tell you that if you have anybody with more than $100 million in your bank, you're going to have to pay. And there are a number of their clients that have
one basket.
Yeah. So anyway, this is something the banks are just, the government and the banks together in collusion. But even though they will tell you that they're not, and that their oversight is important, and this still is so much, this foolishness about being able to get a mortgage now with 3% down, low interest rates. The interest rates are now averaging less than 3%. You knew that, right? Great time to refi if you can. People are being tougher. Credit scores are tougher. I don't know how many people are following theirs. I checked mine out the other day, and actually it's improving. I would bet that there are a lot of people who have seen over the last 5-6 years their roller coaster ride in terms of credit has just been phenomenally bad. But it's, you don't have any control over it because you don't, you know, there's nothing much they put into those scores that's actually true. So you're at their mercy, which sometimes can be a little bit more than distracting. So that's what's going on with the banks. In People in the News, Leonard Nimoy, Star Trek star, hospitalized with chest pains, started tweeting yesterday, message tagged with his trademark LLAP sign-off. LLAP.
What does that mean?
I'm trying to
live long
out.
And prosper.
Come on, duh.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
I was at Paramount Studios yesterday.
What?
I was in the prop department. I got an invitation and I decided to go. And I went with some people into the, you go all over the lot, but the prop department, I found most interesting.
Oh, so you went on the studio tour.
this guy who was nice enough to invite me. I didn't even know they had studio tours. Uh-huh. I remember doing Universal once. When I was
Warner Brothers has one too. That's a lot of fun.
Is it good?
That's great.
Let's go. You and I. Well, you've probably done it.
Well, it's okay. I do it again because every time it's different. They take you on a golf cart and they show you just what's going on at the studio.
Really?
Instead of like the big tram, which is cool.
Yeah.
Right. I hate those things.
I love them.
I will never forget the day that Gilligan's Island was ruined forever.
Right.
When I went through Universal Studios and you saw that Gilligan's Island was basically filmed in a parking lot with some sand dumped on it.
Yeah.
Wow. What I learned at the Paramount Studio yesterday in the first Moses movie where they parted the sea.
Yeah.
They did it in a tank out in front of the offices.
They had it at Universal, actually. You could actually drive through it on your tour.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff.
Kind of kills the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. All right.
Here's Moses standing in the middle of a
parking lot.
15 anyway. Feet away from the men's room.
That's pretty much it. Anyway, well, the magic of the movies. So Leonard Nimoy lives in Bel Air out here. He's 83 years old. He has, because he smoked all his life, he's got COPD and has an oxygen tube in his nose, moves around in a wheelchair. It's kind of sad because he quit smoking a long time ago, but it apparently didn't happen quickly enough. So he's got that problem, but he's apparently okay. All right, speaking of people, Brian Williams, back in the news today.
Yeah.
I was thinking about him when it comes to second chances. Let's follow this through for a moment, okay? Jennifer's got the TV report in a moment. But let's just think about Brian Williams and what we know about him. He did not tell the truth when it came to his participation in covering wars. Didn't tell the truth when he covered Katrina. So now it's cost him $5 million+. One of the things that I have seen in some of the tweets, Kenny, is how angry soldiers are at him. And that's how this all started, in fact, apparently, because wasn't it on Twitter that some soldier, for whatever the reason, outed him? I think that's where it started.
Yeah, he was somebody who was on one of those helicopters.
Yeah. Right. And then you got Bill O'Reilly, who is sort of in the same, sort of stuck on the same place. And I started thinking, excuse me, I think I went here the other day, but today is sort of a self-examination day, Richie. You didn't hear me earlier talking, going to see Birdman yesterday.
What did you think?
It was quite an experience.
But
I'm going to give you the Cliff's Notes version. It is, in my estimation, really, it's uncanny how much the movie really reflects Keaton's life, I think. And it really is about him in reality. But there was a line that was delivered, and I think it was Ed Norton is in it, and Edward Norton, he's very good in it, as he is in most of these things. But there's a conversation about love and the different types of love that exist and how these three words sort of define the movie for me. Love is absolute. Think about that. Think about that statement and think about what it really means. If you really love somebody and truly understand them and who they are, it is an absolute relationship, and I use Kenny as an example. He is absolutely in love and knows this woman and she him, so there is nothing that one could imagine that would break them apart. That's absolute. And I think truth is the same thing. I sort of put them together as I was thinking about it. And anyway, the business about truth and what everybody does with it, we all embellish the truth in one way or another. The problem with embellishing is that when you do a lot of it, it seems real and then distorts reality and you begin to believe your own stuff.
Right.
Right? I mean, think about what it is that you have said. I mean, I've been caught telling stories that weren't necessarily always true. I didn't have any negative. I didn't tell the story because I was trying to fool somebody. It just sort of is kind of the stories in terms of what's on the air are just they're stories. But I don't know.
You're not a fact teller. You're a conversationalist.
Yeah, right. But
and people expect more from Brian Williams, who's a fact teller.
Right, exactly. So the issue is not whether Brian or anybody else caught lying deserves a second chance, but whether they've learned their lesson. And that seems to be what the real story is.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by the National Association of Manufacturers. An updated study from the NAM found that the more stringent ozone standard proposed by the Obama administration would be the most expensive regulation in U.S. history, reducing GDP by $140 billion per year and carrying a compliance price tag of $1.1 trillion. Jay Timmons, president and CEO of the National Association of Manufacturers.
American manufacturers have been working tirelessly to get the U.S. economy moving again, and they're in the midst of a resurgence that's fueling job growth and economic recovery across our nation. And this new EPA standard puts all of that momentum in jeopardy. This updated data just confirms our worst fear.
The NAM study finds that the revised ozone standard would result in 1.4 million fewer job equivalents per year on average and increase natural gas and electricity costs for households and manufacturers across the country.
This proposed ozone standard is punishing our manufacturing sector, which is the backbone of this nation. And it's a tremendous threat to jobs and our economy at large.
For more, visit NAM.org.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back. All in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at Reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at Reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at Reverse66.com. That's Reverse66.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
All right, 48 past the hour. Doug's fine. Doug's okay. Don't worry. Taking a little girl for a walk right now. Until then, Jennifer's got an update on what's going on in the
other. See what I did to try to get a TV report?
Yeah.
upon Doug Zeppin.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Dancing with the Stars is our big story today. Rich and Ken, season 20 is upon us. Don't forget, don't feel old.
Two seasons per year, right?
Exactly. They do seasons a year, so still 10 years. The celebrity, and I put that in quotes, air quotes, cast has been announced. Probably the biggest name, actually two big names that I see popping out. Television icon Suzanne Somers will compete, and then music great Patti LaBelle It goes downhill from here. Football star
Patty
Michael
LaBelle, by the way, is the only guest ever on the Good Day Show
fell asleep, right?
To fall asleep during the interview.
Not the only co-host, but right. The only.
No, she was. I mean, we actually Patty.
Are you still?
literally.
I'm here.
Sorry, been a long night.
Hopefully, she'll stay awake during her dance rehearsals. Football star Michael Sam. I don't even know if we can call him a football star because I think he doesn't have a team.
He does
correct?
Not. No.
Okay. Olympian Nastia Lukin. I believe is how you say her name. They're getting ready. She's the Olympic champion gymnast, and she's going to be paired with Derek Huff, who's also making news because he said he wasn't coming back to Dancing with the Stars. Well, surprise, he is. He's going to go back and forth between L.A. and New York City, where he's appearing in the Radio City Spring Spectacular. Shark Tank mogul Robert Kenny.
Robert Herber.
Herberica.
Yeah, him too.
From that's Shark Tank. I love this. Hunger Games actress Willow Shields. Rumor Willis, who I guess is best known to be the daughter of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, will be there.
The one who walked naked, topless through New York last year.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Party rock anthem Redfoo will be there. Riker Lynch will be there. And also, this is the big one, Noah Galloway. He's the guy that doesn't have legs. He's a U.S. Army vet. So he lost his left arm and his left leg above the knee in an IED attack.
Wow, that should be interesting.
Oh, all right. Plus the hot girl from the Carl's Jr. ad. She'll be competing as well.
Thank you. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to guns80.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer, Kenny, and Richie, and Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, is here to help you understand how to better deal with some of the things that you face, pets and pet care, that includes food. Interesting story about a class action lawsuit filed against Nestle Purina. We'll find out how Warren thinks that ought to shake out and how it impacts you as we work our way into the lives of your pets here on Good Day.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, so Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show, which you can hear every weekend around the country on a lot of great radio stations, is here as he usually is at this point in time. This class action lawsuit against Nestle Purina and their pet care company, claiming that the company's most popular dog food brands contain toxins. What do you say about, isn't it important to look at the same as it is for you with food that you would put in your body? Don't you need to look at the ingredients in whatever the cans are that you buy or the bags that you buy? I mean, the packaging looks great on a lot of this stuff, but it really, much of this dog food is crap, isn't it, Warren?
You know, you hit the nail right on the head, Doug. The bottom line is so many people that look at a picture on the front of a bag of dog food or cat and say, wow, look at that great looking dog, I'm buying it.
Right.
The bottom line is you need to turn the bag around and you need to read the ingredients. My rule of thumb is if I can't pronounce an ingredient, it's not going in my dog's stomach. So I try to use something where the ingredients are real easy to read, and the first ingredient might be like all natural chicken. This is not the first time they've been sued over the Benefil dog food. This has been going on for like a few years now where people have been complaining about their dogs getting sick. However, Purina's standing by it and they're saying there's no problem. I'm curious to see what the end result's going to be. The bottom line is when I feed my dog though, if I read the back of the label and there's stuff there that I won't put in my stomach, then you can rest assured my dog.
Man, look at this.
Can
post.
I ask a question about that actually?
More
because I've seen a lot of people, Dougie, and I think you might be one of them, who actually cook for their animals. They actually will
cook food. I'm cooking right now. I'm cooking food for Charlotte right now.
Is that good for the dog, or is it better to have them just do like a high-quality dog food?
You're asking me, you're asking Warren.
I do a little bit of a combination of both. The problem with cooking for dogs is most people are really not aware of the dog's nutritional needs or their cat's nutritional needs. So what they're doing is they're cooking, but the dog or cat are not getting the nutritional needs that they really need. So I do a combination. I use the top-quality dog food. It's organic. It's all natural. And then what I'll do is if I'm cooking a little something for myself, I'll toss it in with my dog's food a little bit just for flavor. But the bottom line is you need to use a good quality dog food or a good supplement to make sure your pet is getting all of the nutrients he needs.
It's vegetables. I took Charlotte to our favorite vet yesterday, Warren, and he hasn't seen her since the accident last year, and he was amazed. Right. I've talked to him about her all along, but he was so amazed at her and the strength that she has at this age and how much life and her vital signs and all these other things that, you know, I would have thought she would have died after the accident last year. But even though she can't see, she has so much power. And he said, you know, it's what you feed them. You know, in feeding them, there are a lot, they change, their needs change as they get older. And you got to be aware of that.
Warren, one of the
Listen, when I was in college, I could sit down and eat a pepperoni pizza. If I did that now, the next phone call would be 911. Of course, the bottom line, as our dogs and cats get older, their nutritional needs change and their dietary abilities change. So that's why some of the dog food companies now have different diets for seniors and different diets for puppies. But the bottom line is read the back of the label. And one more little secret. Make sure whatever dog food or cat food you're feeding is AFSCO certified, AFSCO. That's the equivalent of the FDA for humans in the animal field. Doesn't mean it's the greatest food in the world, but it's a good indication that at least it has the nutrients your dog or cat needs.
Great help. Thank you. Warren Eckstein, check out that story about Purina at DougStephan.com. 59 after the hour on Good Day. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.